Just this past Wednesday, I went to a pro-life fundraiser for Pregnancy Center East, and it was standing room only. It was a sold-out crowd. Almost 1,000 people went to this fundraiser. The speaker was Lou Holtz, former football coach of Notre Dame. He was there, and not only was he entertaining, but he was and compelling, but he was also, in many ways, you know, inspiring. Inspiring to those of the pro-life cause. One of the things he said that really struck me, he said, you know what? Just know, never give up. And of course, he often says that in many of his motivational speaking, but he says, never give up. Never give up the pro-life cause, because God has your back. God, who is Jesus, has your back. He's with you. This is his cause, the pro-life cause. So don't give up. Don't give up. You know, in my own vocation story, when I came to accept my call to the priesthood, I have to admit that the thing that inspired me, that got me into the door in many ways, was I knew that God had my back. I knew that he was with me. You know, oftentimes I said, I'm not worthy to do this. And I say that every single day. I'm not worthy to be a priest and stand in the place of Christ. I'm not worthy to do that. You know, and I said to myself at that self-talk, I'm not smart enough. You know, and you know what, the first day, I guess God is funny. You know, I met Father Earl Fernandez, and he's wicked smart. I mean, this guy, he's probably gonna be a bishop, you know, and Earl, you know, I was like, oh my God, if all the guys are like this, he's the smartest guy I ever met in my life, you know? But, you know, through him, he helped me understand, you know, that I can indeed do that. Not only was I smart, sometimes I thought, you know, I can't relate, you know, maybe I'm not relatable, you know, and you think about that every single time you get up here, you know, and speak and walk as you thirst as a priest. Are you relatable? But, you know, indeed, you walk in confidence that God has your back. You know, God has your back. You know, the amazing, at the road to Emmaus with the disciples when they're walking, you know, they're almost just giving up. But they realize God has got their back. He's walking with them. He's walking with them. He's walking with them. And I think it's important for us to realize that God's got your back. God's walking with you. Just like he walked with those on the road to Emmaus. He's got your back. He's with you. He is. He's with you. You know? And he's one of the ways he's with you as we celebrate the first Holy Communion. He's with us right here on this altar. You know, as I often say, you know, you get to witness a miracle every time you come in here. Jesus is here. And he's with you. And he's in you. And he's got your back. You know, if you walk with Jesus Christ, he's not going to let you down. He's not going to let you down. Indeed, the Lord is with us. And he shows that through the Spirit working in the priesthood. He shows that in his forgiveness. He shows that in eternal life. He never leaves you. He's got your back. But you know, at the same time, as he's with you, we can't leave him. You know, that's the problem, right? He's always with us, but we leave him. And that's the thing that we have to constantly worry. That's why God calls us that all income frame to church. Once a week, because he doesn't want us to leave him, you know? Indeed, he knows we need him. That's why we come to church. That's why we have the Eucharist, because we need it. It's not because Daddy says so, as I often say. It's because we need it. We need it. We need to be filled up with the Lord. We need God, and we need one another. Indeed, we can't give up on that. Indeed, God is with us. He's got our backs. May we live for that. May we die for that. Amen.